This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The president of Guinea-Bissau announced assailants armed with machine guns and AK-47s attacked the country's government palace for hours Tuesday while he and the prime minister were inside, but the coup attempt ultimately failed. The foiled attack came only about 2 weeks after a military junta overthrew the democratically elected leader of Burkina Faso, underscoring fears that a recent spate of coups is inspiring others in the region. Guinea-Bissau's president addressed reporters late Tuesday, saying the, quote, attack on democracy had come during a government meeting at the building. It was not immediately clear who was behind the assault, though the president said it, quote, also has to do with our fight against narco trafficking. The 15-nation West African regional bloc known as ECOWAS, already grappling with three other coups in member states over the last 18 months, called Tuesday's violence a coup attempt and said it was following the situation in Bissau, quote, with great concern. The United States called Tuesday for the UN Security Council to meet on North Korea's most recent test of an intermediate-range ballistic missile capable of reaching Guam, its most significant launch in years that could target American territory. The U.S. mission to the United Nations wants the council to hold closed consultations Thursday, according to council diplomats. After Sunday's launch, White House officials said they saw the latest missile test as part of an escalating series of provocations over the last several months that have become increasingly concerning and are aimed at winning relief from sanctions. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the West on Tuesday of ignoring Russia's security concerns and deliberately creating a scenario designed to lure it into war. In his first direct public comments on the Ukraine crisis for nearly 6 weeks, a defiant Putin showed no sign of backing down from security demands that Western countries have called non-starters and a possible excuse to launch an invasion. Russia has massed more than 100,000 troops on the Ukrainian border, and Western countries say they fear Putin may be planning to invade. Russia denies this, but has said it could take unspecified military action unless its security demands are met. Western countries say any invasion would bring sanctions on Moscow. The World Health Organization chief said Tuesday that 90 million cases of coronavirus have been reported since the Omicron variant was first identified 10 weeks ago, amounting to more than all of 2020, the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic. With many countries easing their restrictive measures amid public fatigue about them, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus cautioned Omicron should not be underestimated, even though it has shown to bring a less severe illness than early variants, and cited, quote, a very worrying increase in deaths in most regions of the world. Quote, we are concerned that a narrative has taken hold in some countries that because of vaccines and because of Omicron's high transmissibility and lower severity, preventing transmission is no longer possible and no longer necessary. Quote, nothing could be further from the truth, Tedros told a regular briefing on the pandemic. Quote, it's premature for any country either to surrender or to declare victory. This virus is dangerous and it continues to evolve before our very eyes. The World Health Organization said four of its six regions worldwide are seeing increasing trends in deaths. Rescuers pulled bodies out from under thick mud on Tuesday after a landslide in Ecuador's capital left at least 22 people dead, with 47 reported injuries so far. On Tuesday morning, firefighters continued searching homes and streets covered by mud and removing bodies buried in the area. Torrential rains on Monday night caused a buildup of water to be dumped onto working-class neighborhoods, sending mud and rocks down on houses and causing power outages in the South American country. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.